So double poshut, that if the person only has five sloim, and he has to do pidyon haben, he gives it all away, and you don't say hamavazu zayivazu yasi mechamish. That's the kasha that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. How can the Ramah extend the din, the original din in Ksubis about hamavazu zayivazu yasi mechamish is about giving tzedakah to anim? It doesn't even apply to supporting yeshivas. That's shitim kubetzes that the Chidor quotes there. So the Ramah extends it all the way to all mitzvahs. You're not mukhiv to do mitzvahs ase. The Ramah says a mitzvah is lois ase. Let's say he barely makes a parnasa, and he has to buy kosher food. He's going to have to spend his last penny. He's going to have to spend more than 1/5 of his total savings in order to keep kosher. Or the only mikveh around is by plane, an hour away. And he's going to have to spend all of his money, have his wife go to the mikveh. So is he obligated to spend all of his money to not to violate a loy sese? So the Ramah and Yerodeus in Mekuftan Zayin distinguishes between a mitzvah sese and a mitzvah loy sese. He says mitzvah sese, he says hamabazim zalik bazim yasim mechomish, you're not obligated to, but mitzvah loy sese, you have to give away kol hom beso up until the point of safek sakon. Once it's safek sakon, then you're permitted to violate all these surim and Torah except for Yehorig Val Yav, whenever that applies. So this is the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Why does he say over here? Why does the Mar say over here? You have to give away your last penny. The Chomish Loim for the Pidyon HaBen, that's all he has. Sounds from the Mar, that's all he has, is the five Sloim. So the Mishnah Berurah gives an answer. They quote the Rav Chaim, gave the same answer as the Mishnah Berurah says. That's when you're Mevazveh. It's HaMevazveh Zayivazveh Yes Mechemish, to spend money in order to get a lulav, to spend money in order to get a sukkah. So the spending of the money is not the mitzvah. That's called levazvei zmamen, lahotzi mamen ala mitzvah. So then the Ramah has this, he quotes from the Rishonim, you're not obligated to spend more than chomish hon rav, you're not mechayev to spend hon rav. But when it comes to pidyon haben, it's not that you're spending money as a hechsher mitzvah in order to lead up to do a mitzvah. The spending on the money is the mitzvah, so somehow that's different. Why should that be different is a question. But that's what they both distinguish.
Tzedakah is the mitzvah, also the giving.
Yeah. So there we have a different reason. Okay. There we have a different reason because Shema Yoyanu Yitzarech Labrius. Yeah, charity begins at home. Yeah. In the Bir Agron Yeredei in Simen Kufna Zayin, he quotes Rishonim who disagree with the Ramah as far as Lois Asay. That by Lois Asay also. Because it says, "V'haftos Hashem alakecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol miyadecha." So b'chol nafshecha means afil neitlas nafshecha. So what? You have to give up your life for a shmir Shabbos for kashrus? The answer is no. That goes on Yichud Hashem, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. V'haftos Hashem alakecha. That's Yehorig Val Yavar by the Zohar. So that's the marker for Yehorig Val Yavar. B'chol nafshecha afil neitlas nafshecha. Then it says b'chol miyadecha, and the Mishnah says b'chol mamoncha. So it sounds like B'chol Mamoncha is only by Avodah Zarah, not by other mitzvahs. Doesn't apply. By Avodah Zarah, where the din is Yehorig Val Yav, you have to give away Kol Mamoncha. But with respect to other mitzvahs, where you say Pikoch Nefesh is Doicha, so then you would say that you're not mechuyev to spend more than Chomish on Kashrus, really. So the Bir Agron quotes some Rishonim and say like that. There's some people who follow that opinion. That's the question. Let's say a man married a woman, they weren't observant, and she never observed Taras HaMishpach. And then the husband decides he wants to become a Baal Tshuva. Now you want him to divorce his wife? That's Hoin Rav. Moshe Feinstein says, what's the idea of HaMabazim Zal Yabazim Yaisim Mechamish? You're not mechayev to spend Hoin Rav. That's how the Rishonim sum it up. Where does the Chomish come from? Hoin Rav, sir. Moshe says, let's say, in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the person is going to have to get sick. He's going to eat the matzah and he's allergic to wheat, so he's going to get this. If he's going to get deathly sick, sofik sakana. Sofik sakana, you're permitted to violate, you're permitted to eat on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to drive to the hospital on Shabbos whenever there's a sofik sakana. Let's say there's no sofik sakana. Just he's going to get sick and then he'll recover. So you mechuyev to eat matzah if it's going to make you sick. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, mechuyev, a person is in an insane asylum or something like that, and he's recovering, and if he's going to listen to tekiyas, it's going to shake him up so much, he's going to regress, he's going to need another month of therapy, because the sound of the shofar is going to shake him up. So is he obligated to listen to tekiyas shofar if he knows it's going to make him sick? And Moshe says that's more than chomish, that's a hoin rav, to get sick. You're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev to get sick to observe a mitzvah. So let's say the person is a Baal Tshuva now, he wants to observe all the mitzvah Torah, but his wife doesn't want to go along with him. So you tell him he has to divorce his wife? That is not a Hoin Rav?
That's an Issa already.
Right, that's an Issa. So according to the Psak HaRamah, that when it comes to Loisesei, you have to give Kol Hoin Beisai. So that's the way we paskin. But the Vilna Gaon quotes such an opinion that it's hard to tell. He probably is not paskening like that. Yeah.
Didn't Rabbi once tell us that Ramon Hefensky's father said it makes up in the sukkah even though it was very, very cold?
Yeah. Because that was a personal chumrah. Yeah, he said he didn't tell his children. He told his children they should sleep in the house, but because his father gave up his life. By mistake, his father lost his life because he slept in the sukkah in Shmini Atzeres, and he was very sick and he got a stroke and he died. So that's why he felt he has to strain himself for that mitzvah. For other mitzvahs, to do other mitzvahs, he wouldn't do it if he's going to get sick. So that's a shaila, according to that opinion that the Vilna Gaon quotes, that you say, Amavazai Vazi Esmechem, she even applies to Lavim. So the fellow doesn't have to divorce his wife. He can remain married with his wife. Wow. Anyway, the Ramah doesn't paskin like that. The Ramah paskin, the chilek between Esse and Alois Esse. And that's what the Achronim over there discuss. What if you have an Isser Esse? So they say, an Isra Aseh is probably the same as a Loisa Aseh. We say, La Baba Mechlal Aseh Aseh, it's only with respect to Malkus, because in order to get Malkus, you have to have Dumi Did Lav Dachasima. So an Isra Aseh is not written Loi, Hishama Pen Vial. It's written an Aseh. It's a La Baba Mechlal Aseh. So there you say, since it's not Dumi Did Lav Dachasima, so you're not Loika on it. But basically, a La Baba Mechlal Aseh is a Loisa Aseh. It's a Lav. That's what the Menchas Chinuch quotes. Every 50 pages in the Menchas Chinuch, he quotes a Shita Mekubetzes, who quotes a Rashbo, I think, that just like Ese Deicha Lois Ese, but Ein Ese Deicha Ese, the Gemara says in the list, Avachulam, my Ese, my Ulmei Hai Ese, my Hai Ese. Why should you think Ese A should be Deicha Ese B? Why is Ese A more Chomer? Why is it stronger than Ese? Ein Ese Deicha Ese, only Ese Deicha Lois Ese. So what about, is an Ese Deicha a Lav HaBo Mechlal Ase? The Gemara says, Lav HaBo Mechlal Ase is an Ase. So the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis, Daf Mem, quotes a Rashbo, the Menchas Chinuch is fond of quoting this every 50, 70 pages or so, that if Ese Deicha Lois Ese, so Kav HaChomer, Ese is Deicha Lav HaBo Mechlal Ase, because it's a weaker Lav. It's ain't like a molov. So if an essay is deich alois essay, certainly deich ain't essay deich essay means an essay can be deich a kiyum essay. But it can be deich an iser essay. An iser essay basically is a lois essay. Just la baba machlal assay assay means with respect to malchus, we consider it like an essay. But for all other intents and purposes, we don't treat iser assay like an assay. We treat it like a lav, that you have to spend kol hon beis and not to violate an aver. Anyway, so the simple reading of this Bryce, it's a Tosefta, it says, simple reading of the Tosefta is that that's all he has, is the five sloim, and he has to give everything away. You could interpret in the Bryce that he has 25 sloim, and he's spending five sloim from his total savings in order to fulfill Pidyon HaBet. But the simple reading is that all he has to his name is the five sloim, and he has to give it all away for the mitzvah. Okay. So somehow we assume, we accept the Ramah, that you're not mechayev to spend more than chaymish on a mitzvah sase, unless it's a mitzvah, like we said yesterday, a mitzvah sase. I'll just never get a chance in my life to observe that mitzvah sase. Different story. But if the mitzvah comes up every year, next year it's going to come up again. I did it in the past, I'll do it. This year I have a problem. So then we say, like the Ramah, mevazai vazai es mechaymish, and pidyon ben is an exception to the rule. Yeah, so what's the discussion in Tanoim? I'm a pchor. My wife just had a baby. The baby is a pchor. So I have to give pidyon haben. My father never did pidyon haben on me. What do you say? The father has the obligation to do the bris milah on the son. The father has an obligation to do pidyon haben on the son. If the son becomes the bar mitzvah and the father still didn't take care of it, then the son has a chiyuv to. Then the son has a chiyuv to arrange for his own bris milah. Son has an obligation to arrange to do his own pidyon haben. Does the father still have the mitzvah? The father is 80 years old and the son is 70 years old. And the son never had a pidyon haben. So does the father still have the... Let's say, the Ramah quoted the Rivosh. No one else can do the pidyon haben. Only the one who is mechuyev. Either the father or the person himself. A stranger can't do. But let's say the father is 80 years old and the son is 60 years old. Father wants to do the pinyanat ben on his little baby who's 60 years old. Can the father do the pinyanat ben? Or we'd say, no. When the kid is a katan, then the chiv pinyanat ben is mutal on the father. Then the father can do. Once the child becomes a bar mitzvah, the chiv is mutal on the child. He's not a child anymore. He's an adult already. Maybe the father's out of the picture, according to the Ramo. Are we considered the father like Besdin, like someone else? Does the father have the ability? So that's a discussion in the later. When Chaschina talks, other poskim talk about it. Can you still say the father has the mitzvah to do pinyan aben? Yeah. There's a Tosfos on Amud Beis on this Gemara. Tosfos talks about a case. Yitzchak had a bechor. Yitzchak had two sons, Yaakov and Esav. So who was born first? Esav was born first. But somehow Tosfos is assuming that Yaakov is the bechor. Okay, good. Yaakov is the bechor. So Yitzchak has to do pinyan aben on his son Yaakov. So he sets aside the karka and apoytiki. Fine. And then Yaakov gets older, he gets married, his wife has a baby. He has to do pinyan aben on his baby. So the father designated, they didn't do the pinyan aben yet. The father designated the karka. The din is he can't do pinyan aben. Pinyan aben can be done with shavu kesef also. We said talas are the pinyan b'nei, egels are the pinyan b'nei. We had in the first parak. There's no hida mitzvah to do dafke v'kesef. Kesef, shavu kesef by kiddushin. We always use a ring. We have a meaning, we bedafke don't use kesef. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the mordcha in kiddushin. The meaning is, dafke use shavu kesef, you don't use kesef. Probably because it's a Torah Shabbat Peh on top of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's how it sounded in the Rambam. The Rambam says that the kiddushin kesef is Torah Shabbat Peh. The kedusha shtar and kedusha bios Torah shivat sav, and nonetheless, bandagul kol yisrael the kaddish bekesef. And maybe because of that, we want to demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah shabbat peh. So we choose to use kedusha kesef, because the karoim don't believe in kedusha kesef. So we have chosen to do shavu kesef, which is Torah shabbat peh on top of Torah shabbat peh. That's the Tosfos and the Rishonim on the first Mishnah discuss. How do the Mishnah know? How do we know that the din is true? So the din is true on kol tarkula shavu kesef kikesef, except for three cases. So pinyan aben also shavu kesef kikesef. But the Mishnah says in Perek Yesh Bchor, towards the end of Pcharis, that there are three things that you can't use for pinyan aben. Karka, avonim, shtoris, you can't use. So the Rishonim, the Tosfos there in Pcharis, asks the question. Now here you have the Tosfos HaRosh, raises the question. The Gemara talks over here about what does the word milva mean? Milva doesn't mean a loan. There's no loan over here. They're talking about pidyon aben. Why did they call it milva? Milva means a chov mamon, an obligation to pay mamon. So milva haksuva b'Torah means a chiyuv mamon that the Torah imposes. Milva sheniksuva b'Torah means a chiyuv mamon, his chayvus midas that I accepted upon myself. So the Gemara is working with this far that a milva haksuva b'Torah is stronger. Since the Torah imposes it upon me, so it's, if anything, it should be stronger, more obligatory than a milva shenik sivavatar, more than a hischaivis midas. So the Gemara has a machlekes satanaim, it's in different mesichtas, this comes up. Whether milva sivavatara, kiksuva bishtar damyan, there's automatically sheep in the chosim, even though there is no shtar. Well, no, milva sivavatara, lav kiksuva bishtar damyan. If you'll write a shtar, then you'll create a shiva nechosim. The Kozman, let's say, made a halva, milva alpeh. Milva alpeh, there is no shiva nechosim. Milva alpeh is only goivim b'nei chorin, it's not goivim im shabbatim. The Mishnah has it in the end of Bava Basra. There are two differences between them. Milva alpeh and milva bishtar. One difference is, can you collect from shabbatim? And the other difference is the loiv enema to say paraiti. And then the shachan in Choshe Mishpat, every 50 pages, points out that the two are interconnected. That if the loiva is neman to say paraiti, so how can you possibly collect from the lekuchas? The loiva could have said paraiti. So, but the loiva doesn't say. The loiva says loi paraiti. He makes a hoidos badin loi paraiti. That's a hoidos badin chav lachrini. If you're collecting from me and I say loi paraiti and I owe you the money and I pay, fine. Hoidos badin can aid him dummy. But if I could have said paraiti, I would have gotten off scot-free. I wouldn't have to pay. But I say loy paraiti, but I don't have a penny to my name. So I say loy paraiti, therefore you should go collect from the lekuchas. So the Gemara in the first parak in Bab Metzia, at the end of the first parak in Bab Metzia, in yeshivas they usually don't get that far. So in the end of the first parak in Bab Metzia, there's a very important Gemara. There are a lot of important Gemaras after the first 10 block in every Masechta. So it's a very important Gemara. So the Gemara says that Haidos Badin Chav Lachrini, if the Loib is going to admit Loib Paraiti to enable the Malbut to collect from the Lakuchas, Zaina Neman Midirabanon, because Chashinan Lekinunyam. There's a Gemara later in Kiddushin that says Haidos Badin Chav Lachrini is no good Ben Atayra. So that's a Kasha. How come there it says Haidos Badin Chav Lachrini is only no good Ben Midirabanon because Chashinan Lekinunyam? We're afraid that maybe the Loib is in. Maybe the loiva is in cahoots with the malva. Maybe he really did pay the money. It makes a hidos baldin in order that they should take away the karka from the lukuchas, and then they're going to split it. Then the malva and the loiva are going to split the karka. So that's a hashash min the rabban. The Gemara says, "Eiron amosi kinun yala hegdish." Let's say if not that he sold this karka to someone else, a bas of adam, he was magdish's karka, and then he makes a hidos baldin that he didn't pay a chayiv. Then you say, you're not choshish l'kenunya. You don't know most of kenunya la hegdish. He's not going to fool around to cheat hegdish. And then hoidos badin chav lachmini is neman. Mikvedin hoidos badin chav lachmini is neman menato. It's just, ain't a neman midirabonon, because chashin and l'kenunya. Whenever the chashash doesn't apply, so then he is neman. Hoidos badin chav lachmini is neman. So that's the kasha. The Gemara says later on in Kiddushin, hoidos badin chav lachmini is no good menato. Isn't it a contradiction? So we must have spoken about it this year, no? Didn't we talk about it? No. Can't be. That should have been the first year. Probably the first year. No.
4 years ago.
4 years ago. Okay. So it's all in the notes. Okay. Every year this year, I give the same shiur, maybe except that it's in a different order. Every mesichta has whatever is over there is on daf yud. Over here it's on daf base. Over here it's on daf yud. Over there it's on daf base. But basically it's the same shiur, manashim azik. Okay. So 4 years ago we spoke about it. Good? Nachamo. So Taisus is by the Taisus and the Taisus HaRosh here has it here. Our Taisus, they cut off the end of the Taisus. Taisus HaRosh has the top Taisus on Amid Beis, on Chav Tes Amid Beis, and the Taisus HaRosh has another 5 lines. So by us it's missing, so we have that Taisus in the end of Chavis. They ask the Kash, what do you mean? Shibin the Chasim is only on Karka, not on Metaltalim. If the father of the baby who has to do a Pidyon HaBen, he sold the karka to Lukuchas. He's discussing it with Milvak Sivatar Kiksulu Bishtar Damya. Therefore, you can collect from the Lukuchas or you can't collect from the Lukuchas. What are you talking about collecting from the Lukuchas? Talking about karka. Metaltalin, you don't collect. You don't take metaltalin from the Lukuchas. We had in this Masechta, no? Yeah, we had a machlekes the Ramam and the Rashbo and Daf Tezvov, whether that's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. The Rambam wrote in Hilchos Malvadoi, "Ein hametaltalim tachashibon hamalved dvar Torah." That was a line in the Rambam. So you see two things from the line in the Rambam. One, number one, the old shibura deraisa on karka, that the ability of the malved to take from the lekuchas the karka is deraisa. Number two, that there's a difference between karka and metaltalim on the level of deraisa. "Ein hametaltalim tachashibon hamalved dvar Torah," but the karka is tachashibon hamalved dvar Torah, and the Rashba. And Aftezvav tells you, look in the Kuntri Zacharan, and the last page in the Masechta, he has a longer paragraph than usual, and in our editions of the Rashba, they put it over here in the Aftezvav, instead of putting it on the last page, they have it over here. So the Rashba there, in that long essay, in the Kuntri Zacharan, he calls it, explains that Min HaTorah, there's no difference between Karka and Metaltalim. If Yol Shibura Deraisi, he can collect even from the Metaltalim that he sold to Lukuchas. If Yol Shibura Lav Deraisi, he can't even collect from the Karka. And this distinction between karka and metaltalim is only midirabban. But bottom line, the Rambam and the Rashba, everybody agrees, that is the din. You can only collect from the karka of the lukuchas. You can't collect from the metaltalim. Either the distinction is min haTorah, according to the Rambam, or the distinction is midirabbanan. So what is the Gemara talking over here? On Chav Tes Amid Beis explaining the brother. What do you mean? You go to the lukuchas, you take the karka, and you yotze pidyon haben with karka? That's a Mishnah Bcheres. Karka avonim mishtoris is no good for pidyon haben. It's no good for pidyon hegdish either. You can be paid the hegdish the kesef, and us not kesef, it come low. It's a pasuk that the Gemara invented. Taisus points out, there is no such Gemara. There is no such pasuk in Chumash. Gemara takes out a word here, word there. So the Gemara presents it as if that were a pasuk. And us not kesef, it come low. That this hegdish, pidyon hegdish is ayyidei kesef. But Shavu Kesef is also good. You can be put a Hegdish B'Shavu Kesef, but you can't be put a Hegdish B'Karka B'Onim and Shtoris. obviously it's a klal prata klal. So the Gemara never has the klal. The Torah's Kohanim has it. It's a klal prata klal, both by Pidyon Ben as well as by Pidyon Hegsha. How can the Gemara talk about if milvak suva about Torah, Pidyon Ben is a milvak suva about Torah, so kiksuva bishtar damya, so therefore, even though there is no shtar, you can collect from the lukuchas. What are you going to collect from the lukuchas? Karka. You can't be out to Pidyon Ben with karka. So the Tosis explains, Tosis Mcharis and the Tosis Rosh over here. Really, it's the last five lines that are missing on the top Tosis on Chav Tes and Aves. They explain, no, the Bezin is going to take away the karka from the Lukuchas, auction it off to the highest bidder, then they're going to get five slime, and then they're going to give the five slime to the Kain. And we're going to be Yotze. The father's going to be Yotze, the Pidyon Aben, with the five slime, not with the karka. It's like it says in Shulchan Aruch that the father's Mechuyev to get a moil to be Mala's son, and if the moil doesn't want to do it for nothing, the father has to spend money, and if he doesn't want to spend the money, Bezdin is Yardim L'Nechosav, so the Vilna Gaon is Mitzay in this Gemara, that you see that there's a Shiva Nechosim to do mitzvahs, there's a Shiva Nechosim to do the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it's just a mitzvah's Nesina, we say yesterday, it's not really a Chov. Yeah. Yeah. If the father doesn't want to do it, Yardim Lenachasov, yeah. Why should instead of that's how the Ramban in the end of Bava Basra has a lotion. Instead of being beating him up, Kofano Sacha to eat matzah, so it doesn't help, we're gonna take away from him his nachasim. So you have to beat him up. Makano Sacha Tetsi Napsha. Till he either he eats the matzah or he becomes unconscious. Sacha Tetsi Napsha. But he says as far as paying the money, why should we beat him up till he pays the money? We'll take away the money and we'll give away the money to the Malvin, right? There's no need to beat the fellow up. So that's the machlekes hatanaim and this tosef. Who lift us but no lift us? Who lift us but no lift us? He's a pchor. You have Yitzchak and Yaakov and Reuven. Okay. So Yitzchak never did a Pidyon HaBen on Yaakov, his bchor. Yaakov now has a baby, Reuven. Yaakov is already an adult. He's after Bar Mitzvah. So the question is Yitzchak still in the picture? Is Yitzchak still, according to the Rivosh, that no one other than the one who's obligated to do the Pidyon HaBen can do it? Because it's not a Piron Achov, however you'll understand the Ramod, the B'Shem, the Rivosh. So is Yitzchak still in the picture over here? So Taisa Sanam Beis, we'll have to see that Taisa said, yeah, Yitzchak is still in the picture over here. Yitzchak designated an apoitiki of his karka, and then he sold it to Lukuchzi. He designated as an apoitiki, a karka, for the payment of the Pidyon HaBen. And now Yaakov is ready, an adult, and he got married, and his wife had a baby. Obviously, he's after Bar Mitzvah, so Yaakov is not mechuyev to do his own Pidyon HaBen. So Taisa says the father's designation of the apoitiki is still in place. I would have thought the father's out of the picture. After Yaakov becomes a bar mitzvah, the father's out of the picture. The deal that the achrayim have, Menchas Chinuch and others. After the son is ready, bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev on his own to do his own Pidyon HaBen. So the father still has a chiyuv to do Pidyon HaBen. If you're old, the father has no chiyuv. So what does it help that the father designated karka as an apoitiki? He doesn't have the chiyuv anymore. It vanished, it disappeared. Once the son became bar mitzvah, he's mechuyev on his own. Taisa says it didn't disappear. Taisa holds that the father, Yitzchak's designation of a particular karka as an apoitiki, that the Kohanim should be able to collect the Pidyon HaBen money, is still present even 20 years after the baby was born. He already got married, he has his own bechor. He has to give Pidyon HaBen for his son, for Reuven. Still the karka designated by Yitzchak as the apoitiki is still relevant. Luchar Taisus holds that even after the son becomes by mitzvah, the chiyuv is still mutal on the father. So the designation of the apoitiki is still meaningful. So let's see, who lived us and no lived us, and all he has to his name is five sloim. He doesn't have more. So the din is, who kodem libno? You do your own Pidyon HaBen on yourself, as opposed to doing the Pidyon HaBen on your son. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'no kodmo. Why should you do the Pidyon HaBen on Reuven as opposed to doing your own? Shezem mitzvah salav, shezem mitzvah b'no alav. What does that mean? Hasvarna senis, like the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean what it sounds like it says in the Tosefta. Amar Rabbi Yirmi HaKol Maidim.
Why should this run the senis? Is it Mr. Be'evet and the father? It's not him. Why should this run the senis?
So the Gemara holds that it cannot be. That Svara cannot be. That everybody should agree that if I didn't do, I never had a pidyon haben myself and my wife had a baby, I have to do pidyon haben on the baby, the mitzvah's pidyon haben myself takes precedence. But you only have five sloim to do pidyon haben, I do on myself, not on my son. That's the Gemara holds that it cannot be. B'no kov, z'em mitzvah salav, z'em mitzvah b'no alav. Sounds like he disagrees in principle with the Tanakhama. Gemara says that it can't be. Rabbi Yirmi, HaKol Moedim, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees. Kol Echad Alek Alachar Mishlam, Hu Kodim Lebnai. Why? My time, Mitzvah Degufe Yadifa. Mitzvah Degufe. Somehow the Pidyon HaBen, to do Pidyon HaBen, something is Chal on the baby. That's the question. Something Chal on the baby. We mentioned yesterday, there's a Mishnah Pchor, that if the baby dies within 30 days, no Mitzvah to do Pidyon HaBen. The baby dies after 30 days, it's still a Mitzvah to do Pidyon HaBen. What's Chal on a dead baby? Nothing is Chal on a dead baby. But if the baby is alive, so something is chal on the baby, you call it a mitzvah de gufe. Is it a mitzvah de gufe? Is it? That's what it means. Something is taka chal. There's such a, some achrayim write like that. There's a sfarnim on chumash has like that, and some achrayim have like that. That you're not allowed to, the Tziv has a long arichas on this, and his commentary on the Shiltas. And he likes this, that you're not allowed to play with your baby before you do the Pidyon HaBen. It's like Pidyon Hegdash. You're not allowed to have Hanoah from your baby until you do the Pidyon HaBen. So they all ask, it's against an offering Gemara and Pchoros, the end of the first parak. Gemara said, Beferish, that is not so. Gemara says that this Pidyon Maisesheni removes an Iser. Pidyon Hegdish removes an Iser. Pidyon HaBen doesn't remove any Iser on the baby at all. More of the favors like that. Doesn't remove any Iser at all. Pidyon Petach Hamor, that's a Machlekes HaTanaim. Machlekes HaBiyudah Reb Shimon. Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon. Is it also about no or not? The Mishnah is took, and where can you find the whole list of all the Iseri Hanor? So one place is the end of the second parak in Kedushin. The context is that if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, the Kesef has to be Shoveh Pruto. So what if he's Mekadosh B'Isuri HaNor? So it's not Shoveh Pruto. For some reason or another, it's not Shoveh Pruto. So the Mishnah gives you a whole list. Nun Vavam Beis. Mekadosh Ba'or Lubakloi Akerim Shoah Niskaleg La'rufa Tziparim Tzersi HaNosa Petach Hamor Basa B'Cholukhum B'Azara Eni B'Kudesh. The Mishnah gives you a whole list of B'Isuri HaNor. You have such a list in the last daf in Tmura. Mishnah also gives a list of all the Yisrael Hanon and divides them into two categories, those that are Nisrafim, or those that are Nigborim. Hanisrafim are Afra Mutar, and the Nigborim are Afra Nasa. A difference between the various Yisrael Hanon. But you have a whole list over here. So the Mishnah said, Beferish Petach Hamor is also Bahano. So the Gemara says, yeah, there is a Petach Hamor that everybody agrees is also Bahano. Petach Hamor la'achar Arifo. Petach Hamor tifta b'sevim lo sifta ba'arafto. If he chose not to do Pidyon Petach Hamor, and he did Arifo, the Petach Hamor l'achar Arifo is for sure also b'hano. What about Petach Hamor mechayim? And I do plan to do a Pidyon. Petach Hamor mechayim, is it also b'hano or not? So that's a mefurish and machlekes HaBiyudah Reb Shimon, machlekes HaTanaim. So one Tana says, obviously it's also b'hano. How can it be? That's how we pass, like Reb Shimon. Obviously it's also b'hano. If it's not also b'hano, so what are you doing Pidyon about? Why do you call that a Pidyon? So the other Tana says, no. Pidyon HaBen no yochia. Pidyon HaBen is a baby, is not also b'hano. It's a mitzvah nesina. So that's a machlekes HaTanaim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. We paskin Petach Hamor Kodem Arifa. Petach Hamor Lachar Arifa for sure is Asmana. We paskin Petach Hamor Kodem Pidyon is Asabana. That's why if you have a suffix in the famous Sugya, Tapfakayan, the Sugya in the first parak in Babin Tzia Davav, so the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, if you have a suffix, Petach Hamor, so you have to be paid them a suffix, and you keep the set for yourself. You have to be paid in Misafik to remove the Iser. Maybe it's a Petach Hamor, maybe it's also Bano. Safik there I said Luchum. Safik is Sura Luchum. But then you don't have to give the Seh to the Kayan. How about some Maharal of Arai? That's a Safik Mamayin and Lakula. But the Safik is Sura Luchum. That's the Mishnah. So that Mishnah is only because we pass on like Reb Shimon. that Petach Amar Kodem Arif, Petach Amar Kodem Pidyon is Osmano. If the din would have been like Rabbi Yehuda, which it isn't in this case, then a Sofik Petach Amar is Hamotz Mecharel Devaraya. There's no Isar Hano at all. And Misofik is Hamotz Mecharel Devaraya. So you just keep it. You don't need any Pidyon. But we pass on it. It is Osmano. So if you have a Sofik Petach Amar, you have to be Poyde Biseh. And then you keep the stuff for yourself.
Why don't we learn that from the Bukhara of Behemoth? It's Osabana, right?
That for sure is Osabana.
And that in the same passage.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have been the same thing.
Yeah, that's the Machlaika Satanaim. How do you read the Psukim? How do you read the Psukim? The problem is, let's say you have my Sushani Ahegdish. So it has Kodesh. When you pay there, so the Kedusha goes on to the money. So if he say Petach Amar, not if he say, that's how we do Paskin. Petach Amar Kod and Pidyon is also Bano. So then when you do Pidyon, so the Issa Hano should go on to the money. Or go on to the Seh. Should go on to the Seh. No, you give the Seh to the Kohanim. It's Matnas Kohuna. So how can it be that it's also Bano? And then when you do the Pidyon, where does the Issa go? It just vanishes into thin air. So that could lead one to believe. That's what the Gemara argues there at the end of the first paragraph of Chorus. That should lead one to believe that there never was an Issa Hanor. If there was an Issa Hanor, you need the pidyon to remove the Issa Hanor. So the Issa Hanor should go onto the Dovah HaPaydah, onto the Set, if to be Set. So that's a machloike satanan. How do you deal with it? So Nachman, so the Gemara says, Mitzvah de Gufei Adifa. What does it mean, Mitzvah de Gufei? As if something is takachal on the person. When you do the pidyon, something is chal on the person. Very difficult.
It's because of the possible productivity that he has to, that the father doesn't redeem, he has to redeem himself.
Yeah, but he has his wife had a baby. Yitzchak.
Now he's holding when he's an adult right now, he's holding.
Right. Yaakov's wife had a baby boy, Reuven. But Yitzchak never did Pidyon HaBen on Yaakov. So Yaakov has to give 5 slime for his own Pidyon HaBen. Yitzchak passed away already. He never did Pidyon HaBen. So Yaakov has to do Pidyon HaBen on himself, and he has to do Pidyon HaBen on Reuven. So, and he only has 5 slime. So which mitzvah should he fulfill?
Not the one that comes first. The one came first.
Yeah, he was bar mitzvah before his wife had a baby. So when he became bar mitzvah, he became a chayiv to do the Pidyon HaBen on himself. Is that what it means? Mitzvah de gufi adifa?
No, but that's not the one.
Because when he became bar mitzvah, he didn't have a baby yet. So that came first.
What I'm saying, Mr. Gufa, means because it's on the... His mitzvahs come first. That's the mitzvah on his... Eventually he'll turn into mitzvahs on his mitzvahs come first. It's on his own body.
So that's the question. Is it takachal? When you do pinyon event, something that's chal on the b'chor? Is something chal on the b'chor? It's just a mitzvah nesina.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that it's chal on the b'chor. It's now turning to chiv on... It's a chiv of the gufa. This is on the gabra. It's mitzvah on the gabra.
So therefore,
therefore,
the other one is also a mitzvah on the gabra. My wife had a baby boy, Reuven. I got to do Pidyon HaBen. They're both a mitzvah on the gabra. Why is it different? So one way you can say mitzvah de gufa, when he became bar mitzvah, he became mechuyev to do that mitzvah. And then when his wife had, years later, when his wife had a baby, he's mechuyev to do that. So if he only has enough money for one, he should do it. The Gemara has that. The one, the chiyev that came first, he do first. The Gemara has that, but again, if you're going to do both of the mitzvahs, there's a kedima. Which mitzvah should you do first? Here we're talking about you only have 5 slime. You're only going to do one, you're not going to do both. The Gemara has that about, let's say, Machlek is Bisham and Bisilo. In the last parak Pesachim and Arba Pesachim, when one recites Kiddush, on Leil Yontav, on Leil Shabbos, they first say Bar Piagofen, they first say Kiddush. So Bisham are of the opinion that first you say the Kiddush, then you say the Bar Piagofen. Why? Because when Shabbos enters, you're mechuyev to say Kiddush. You're not mechuyev to say Bar Piagof until the wine is in front of you, that you're about to drink it. So since the chiyev to recite Kiddush was chal first, so you're mechuyev to do that mitzvah first. Yeah, so that could be what it means, mitzvah de gufi adifa. Or you could say somehow that something is chal on the person. That's it. The Netziv thinks that it's correct. It's a difficult word. How else can you say mitzvah de gufi adifa? I think you're trying to push a different shot. Mitzvah de gufi adifa. Baruch Be'er has a whole discussion here from the Achrayim. When the father has the obligation to do a bris on his baby, and the father has an obligation to do pidyon haben on the child, is it that the father has to... The ikar mitzvah is really on the person. He should take care of his own pidyon haben. He should take care of his own bris milah. when it was a little infant, it can't do anything. So the father should help the child. The father should do the mitzvah on behalf of the child. So you could say that really, really, there is no mitzvah on the father, b'toras atzmai, to do pidyon haben on his son. It's the son's chiyuv. But under the circumstances, the son is an infant, so the father has to do the pidyon haben on behalf of the child. So if you say it like that, it doesn't mean that it's chal on his body. Mitzvah de guf may not necessarily mean that the pidyon is chal on his body, and now you're allowed to play with the baby. Before, you weren't allowed to play with the baby. One can interpret mitzvah de guf that the ikar chiyuv pidyon haben is really on the child to do his own pidyon haben. The chiyuv on the father to do pidyon haben on his son, that's to take care of someone else's mitzvah. Take care of the child's mitzvah.
One could bring another raya to that and say from the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam says when the Av makes the bracha, he says Al Pidyon HaBen, but when the Ben himself makes the bracha, he says Liftos HaBachor. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be the Rambam's shita that when you say Le, that's the Ikar Mitzvah, like by Mila also. The Av is the one who says Le Mila, but everyone else says Al Mila.
Lomalos HaBen. The father does the bris, he say Lomalos HaBen. And if the Moel does the bris, he say Al Mila.
So Le.
Because the Gemara says the Moel is not Mechuyev. Well, it's not mechuyev to do it, but the father's mechuyev. So you want to say that there's a difference between the father's obligation to do the bris mila on the baby, the father's obligation to do the pidyon haben on the baby. Say the father's obligation to do the bris mila, that's the father's obligation. But the father's obligation to do the pidyon haben on the baby, that's...
Right, it's the ikar is on the baby himself,
on the baby.
But the father's the one who has to
do it. That's what Baruch Be'er wants to say, to split between Mila and Pidyon HaBen, based on the Rambam.
The only problem with that is that the Gemara has to learn it from a drush, that if the father doesn't redeem him, then he has to redeem himself. But the fact that the ikar mitzvah is on the father.
If you would only have one pasuk, you would have thought the mitzvah is only on the father. Once you have the second pasuk, so we revamp the whole idea.
Okay.
Once you have the second pasuk, we change everything. Yeah.
Right. So
if it becomes by mitzvah, there's room to argue that the father should be out of the picture. Okay.
So you can only say
No, you can still say. From Tosis, you see, even after the son has his own son, obviously he's an adult, so still the father's apoytiki is still b'mkoymayoymate. You don't say the father's out of the picture and apoytiki is irrelevant. You don't say it like that. You can still say. The Torah imposed the chiyuv on the father to do the mitzvah on behalf of the son, even after the son becomes bar mitzvah. You can still say it like that.
If they both want to be played,
yeah.
They both run to a kayin, the son gets there first. Mm-hmm. The father said
that
it's mitzvah.
That's the shaila, okay. So there's room to argue the point and say that mitzvah du gufe, the ikka mitzvah's pidyon haben is really every person who is a pchor should really be poida himself. And when he's an infant, and the Torah imposes a chiv, the father should take care of it on behalf of the son. By milos habein, the Rambam says he say lomalos habein. He doesn't say ala mila. If a moil does it, outside moil does a mila, he say ala mila. That's the Gemara Pesachim like that on Dav Zayin. But if the father does the bris, then you say lomalos habein, because it's the father's chiv to be mala baby. But over here, it's not the father's chiv to do pidyon haben. Father's chiyuv to help the son be nifter, but the ikar mitzvah is really on the son. So if the father and the son are both running to the kohen, so the father should let the son do his own pidyon haben, because the ikar mitzvah is really on the son. Okay, so we have three different ways to translate this line. Rabbi Yirmiyah says like that. Pasha pshat and the Braisa said that's exactly the nekudas machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yudah. B'no kodmo, shezem mitzvah salav, zem mitzvah b'no alav. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ikar mitzvah pidyon haben is the father has to do pidyon haben on the son. It's only secondary that the son, when he becomes an adult, has to do his own. The ikar mitzvah is on the father. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda never said that. It's something else going on over here. Rabbi Yirmiyah claims that it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda never said it. So what does he say again? It's not true. They all agree. Rabbi Yehuda would never disagree. Kiplegi, it's a special case. The Loshan Abraisa is misleading. Special case, Hechadik, Chamish, Mishibad, Mechabish, Benechar. So what's the Shara? Beautisov, and Milvak, Silva, Turk, Silva, Bishtar, Damya. So therefore, Bahani Chamish, the five slime that he has, Benecharin, he'll be paid the Lebino. Bahadi Chamish, that are Benecharin, Parak Lebre, he'll be paid his son. Ozo Kain, Betarfla, Lechamish, Mishibadim, Lidi Day. Yeah. Rabbanan Sav, in Mughals of Akhtar, Lav Kiksuvi Bishtar Damya. So you can't collect from the Mushabadim, there is no shtar. Nobody ever wrote a shtar over here. It's just a shot in Milvak, Suvi Batara. Do you say it's automatically he has the Shiva Nachas? So the Rabbanan hold no, doesn't automatically have. So therefore, Hilkach Mitzvah the Gufi Yadiv. Therefore, all you have are Chomish Sloim, the Bnei Chorin, the Mushabadim can't be, there are no Mushabadim over there. So therefore, everybody agrees, mitzvah de gufi adif. If all you have is five slime, everybody agrees, mitzvah de gufi adif. So that's the machlokes, yeah. So Rashi raises an issue over here. Rashi, the top Rashi, says, the second Rashi on the Yomud. Hilkach b'chamish b'nei chor, in the third line from the top. Hilkach b'chamish b'nei chor, in the ika that he has in his pocket, parik librei. Are you allowed to do that? Is that fair? Aren't you cheating the lekuchas? Taisus explains the kasha. Is it really fair what he's doing? Rabbi Yirmiyah claims, if all you have are five slami and it's a toss-up, should you do pigyon ben on yourself or on your son? So then all the tanaim merugi, how come by them if all you have a five slime, you do your own pigyon adman. Mitzvah de gufi adifa, everybody agrees. So if all he has a five slime b'nei chayrin, what should he do with it? He should really do his own pigyon adman. He does his own pigyon adman. So now the shayla is, what about pigyon adman on the son? Can you go to the lukuchas? No, he sold it to lukuchas before the baby was born. He can't go to lukuchas. The only time a shayla says, after a baby is born, that's a question also. When is the chiyuv? The Netziv has a tshuva about this. When is the chiyuv pinyan ben chal? When the baby is born or the yom lamed aleph? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah pinyan ben till the yom lamed aleph. But is the chiyuv chal the moment the baby dies on the tonight that is going to survive till yom lamed aleph?
And
huh?
Right.
So that. That's a big shadow. Let's say that how much do you have to give for pigyon adben? You have to give the value of 96 grams of pure silver. So we spoke about a little bit on Daf Yabes and Moshe had a big chiddush at all. You have to go back to George Washington when they found that Hakamas Hamdina in America, how much was 96 grams of pure silver. But then over the years there were changes in the monetary system, so every time there's a change you have to convert. Moshe has a complicated cheshbon. And no two countries is pigyon adben going to be the same. Today, pigyon adben in America, pigyon adben in England, pigyon adben in South Africa is going to be a different amount of money. It's a difficult sheet. So the Chazon Ish, it's all based on the Gemara in the first daf and Hazar. The Gemara says once you establish how much pigyon adben is, so it remains like that. So Moshe holds one is in it established. When is it established? Hakamas Hamadina. That's when they instituted the monetary system. That's when it's established. And usually people think like the Chazon Ish. They don't think like Rabbi Moshe. When the Chiyuv pigyon adben sets in, when the baby was born, then the chiyuv pinyan ben was chal. So let's say the person is 90 years old and he finds out he was a pchor and his parents weren't observant, they never did a pinyan ben on him. That's the deal with pinyan ben. So how much does he give? He has to give 96. The value of 96 grams of pure silver when? When he was born? Or now when he's 90 years old? Which one does he have? The value of silver can change. So the value of silver can change in 30 days also. How much do you have to give? The value of 96 grams of pure silver on the day of the Leida, or the value of 96 grams of pure silver on the Yom Lamed Aleph. So the Netziv has a tshuva. He interprets that he has original interpretations, and the Merei Mesori has a lot. So he interprets that this is a discussion in the Gemara Mechoros. He thinks that this is a major machloikitz. When is the Chiyuv Pinyan Ben Chal? We usually assume Tzchal on the Yom Lamed Aleph. But there's room to argue the point and say that the chiyuv is chal mileida, and the kiyum is only after the yom lamed aleph. You can't be mekayim it before. The Gemara says if you give the money before, say if lo nisach lo amos, If I gave chomish slime to the kohen a week after, right after the bris, and then the kohen still has the money, he didn't spend it, so then the Gemara says, okay. So when it comes Yom Lamed Aleph, and the kohen still has the money, so then the pinyan, then the mitzvah will be fulfilled then. It wasn't right, I shouldn't have said a bracha. Right after the bris, I give the kohen money for pinyan. I should have not said the bracha. That's not right. You should have waited till the Yom Lamed Aleph to say a bracha. That's what the Truma Sadeshin came up with. The Chiddush that we spoke about yesterday, you can't do Pinyan Ben on Shabbos, so maybe you should do Pinyan Ben on Friday. So he says, no, the Pinyan Ben, you're not Yotzi on Friday. If you do it on Friday, and the coin still has the money on Shabbos, is good, but then you shouldn't have said a bracha on Friday. So not a smart thing to do Pinyan Ben on Friday. You're going to lose out on the bracha. And then he came up with the Chiddush, Gevald, the Chiddush can't do Pinyan Ben on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that's the common practice. You do the Pinyan Ben after Shabbos and Yom Tov Arova.
So if he was only found Yom Lamed Aleph, why didn't Tosfos ask the same kasher about Mr. Sesha and Mat Rama that he asked about Mila? Tosfos asked about Mila.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he ask the same kasher about Pinyan Ben?
It's the same answer. Once you have Yom Lamed Aleph, so it's the Chiyuv remains. Pidyon Aben, you can do Balayla, I'll be Pashtas. There are six different reasons why you shouldn't do Pidyon Aben Balayla. But Mikra, then you can do Pidyon Aben Balayla. If you have Shas HaTchak, we will do Pidyon Aben Balayla. Yeah. Same answer, they said, that's not called Zmagram. Zmagram means if it's restricted in time. If it's restricted, it's going to be Ova Zmano, Batla Mitzvasa. So then it's called Zmagram. Shofar can only be on Rosh Hashanah. Lulav is only on Sukkot. Tefillin is only by Yoyim, if you're old. Tefillin is not noig balaylo. That's the machlokes. But the laila loves matfillin is just exera the rabbanon shem yishem behem shem yafiach behem. Then the gemara is going to say later that tefillin is not as magram. But if you all been, the Raman paskins that laila loves matfillin ikar adin deraisa. So then tefillin is a mitzvah sesesh as magrama, only bayom and not balaylo. So that's what they ask. If mil is only bayom and not balaylo, so then milu should be as magrama. So of course the mother is potum.
Is the reason if he doesn't have the money because it's
Kolsa Kinyana? If he doesn't have the money. If he spent the money, yeah, if the coins, if I did Pinyan Ben before Yom Lamed Aleph, then he spent this, and then it's like Kolsa Kinyana.
Doesn't he own the money? Can he have to pay back the money, the coin?
I mean, by Kiddush Isha, by Kesef, even if she spends the money,
yeah,
it's good. So why is by Pinyan Ben not? So the Gemara talks about that. The Gemara Mchoros talks, why is it different? Rabbi Shmuel both say that by Kiddush Isha, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, gives a Kesef Kiddush, I'm Mekadosh Isli Lach Lamed Yom. And she spent all the money before Yom Lamed. Nisach Lamed, so all the money was spent before Yom Lamed. So Rabbi Shmuel both say later that she's still Mekadosh, that there's no problem of Kol Sekim on it. So why is it that by Pinyan Ben there is a problem of Kol Sekim? So Gemara says, Apsachiluk, Gemara works on it. Yes. Yeah. So this is a Chiddush. This is a Chiddush, but Rav Yirmiyah's interpretation is not lefi pshuta of the brisa. Poshe pshat is tosef. The poshe pshat that there's a fundamental machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Tanakam. So Rav Yirmiyah says not true. It's a side machlokes. The middle box about Turkic suva b'shtar damya. So that's what Rashi and Tosfos are bothered with the kasha. The father is a wise guy over here. If he only has five slime b'nei chorin, so he's supposed to give the money for his own pinyan ben. Then when it comes to the Pinyan Ben of his son, the baby was born after he already sold it to the Lekuchas. He already sold the karka to the Lekuchas. So that's what the Gemara says, no, let him give the five Bnei Chorin for the son's Pinyan Ben, and his Pinyan Ben, and his Chiyah Pinyan Ben existed before he sold the karka to the Lekuchas. Before he sold the karka to the Lekuchas. He was bar mitzvah. When he was bar mitzvah, the chiyuv pidyon ben fell upon his head to do his own pidyon ben. His father never did a pidyon ben for him. So when he became bar mitzvah, the chiyuv was chal on him to do his own pidyon ben. Then he grows, he goes into business, he buys, he sells, and he sells real estate. So there was a shiba nechosim on the if you old milvak sabatak suv b'shtadami. There's a shiba nechosim as far as his own pidyon ben. Yeah, but he's a wise guy over here. He should have used the five Bnei Chorin for his own Pidyon HaBen. Rabbi Yirmiyah claims, so he should have used the five slime Bnei Chorin for his own Pidyon HaBen. So that's what Rashi asks. The Gemara is telling you how to cheat. The Gemara is telling you how to be mafsid the lekuchas, is that fair? So he says, no, the ein zayno, you're not cheating the lekuchas. Why not? Shari mitzvahs b'no alav, yosem im mitzvahs. No, that's what Rabbi Yudah sounds like he said. Rabbi Yirmeh said it doesn't mean that. That was the simple reading of the Tosefta. Rabbi Yirmeh claims that Rabbi Yudah didn't disagree fundamentally. Not a fundamental machlekes Rabbi Yudah and Tanakama. Rabbi Yudah also agrees with Tanakama. His own pidyon aben takes precedence to the son's pidyon aben. That's what Tosefta and Rashi. How does he all of a sudden say, Ein zoin noah shari mitzvahs b'no alav, yosem im mitzvahs soy. But Rabbi Yirmeh just said that Rabbi Yudah never said that. That is not so. So that's what Tosefta asks. And then Tosefta asks the kasha, not only is it not fair, you're cheating, it's ignore the lekuchas, you're doing a shtick over here. It's legal, but it's not fair. It's legal. There are a lot of things that are legal, but they're not fair. So that's what Rashi says, aren't you cheating? So Rashi says, no, you're not cheating. Very shver, Rashi. So Tosefta says, not only is it not right, it's improper. Even b'diyevid, you shouldn't be able to collect from the lekuchas, since the din required, if you only have five b'nei chorin, five sloim b'nei chorin, you're supposed to use it for your own pidyon aben, not for your son's pidyon aben. And he didn't do that. This man, Yaakov, they had Yitzchak and Yaakov and Reuven, let's say, Tosefta is giving him names, so Yaakov gave away the five sloim for his son's pidyon aben. So how can you go collect from the lekuchos the five sloim for my own, for Yaakov's own pidyon aben? The lekuchos can say, when we bought the karka, Yaakov had five sloim in the bank, b'nei chorin. He nachte lachmokam ligves heimenu. You only have a right to collect. We have a din ainer for him in a chasim shibad b'mokam sheish b'nei chorin. That's a mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. If the loiva owes money to the malva, so if he has money stashed away in his mattress, he has money in his bank, he has money under his pillow, so he has to pay. You only have a right to take away from the lekuchas if there are no b'nei chorin. If the guy has 20 suits at home, he doesn't need 20 suits. So you leave him, massage on the balchav, you leave him one suit for the weekdays, one suit for Shabbos, Yontem, and all the other 18 suits we take away. We auction it off to the highest bidder, we give the money to the malva. We take away as much as possible. So you only have a right to take away from the lekuchas if they made it impossible. If it's their fault, they made it impossible for the malva to collect the chayv. But when they bought the karka from Yaakov, Yaakov didn't have the baby yet. Reuven wasn't born yet. So Yaakov owed pidyon aben for himself, but he had five sloim b'nei chorin. So they can tanya, he nachna loch makam likvis emenu. We left the coin five sloim b'nei chorin that he can collect from the b'nei chorin. So then you have no right to take from the mishubad. You have no rights. Not only is it not fair, you're cheating the lekuchas, but Rashi, yes, isn't it I know the lekuchas? And Rashi says, no, because the mitzvahs Mitzvah's b'no takes precedence to his own. So Tosefta says it. We don't pass on like that. Rabbi Yirmeh just explained that Rabbi Yudah never said it, never meant it. The Lashon HaBrais is misleading. So Tosefta says, not only is it not fair, even b'diyevid it's not, the halacha should not be so. Because that's what the Gemara has in the first Perek in Bava Kamma. Whenever the Lekuch has bought, Ein Ephraim and Achosim, Mishabad, B'mach, Mishaj, B'nei Chorin, that's the Mishnah in the end of, it's the Mishnah in Hanizokin, no? Mishnah in the middle of Gittin. And the Gemara, the end of Baba Basra, not only is that a din l'chatchil, it's even b'di'evad like that. The lekuchas can say, hey, nachnu loch mokam likvis emenu. When we bought the karka from Yaakov, he still had five b'nei chorin. So the kohen should not be able to take away from the mishubadim for the pidyon aben of Yaakov. So the whole Gemara doesn't read straight. So that's what Tosefta has in the first 10 lines that he asks all the kasha. Lachem pirish ri. So what does he explain? Are there any exceptions to the rule? Ein Ephraim menachosim shabah b'mok m'sheish b'necharin. So if you have an apaitiki, that's an exception to the rule. Sheba nechosim is b'shove and all the nechosim. When the loiva borrows money from the malva, so there's a sheba nechosim and everything. So what happens when you borrow money? That's not a milvah k'sila b'ter, that's a milvah shenik k'sila b'ter. So there's only going to be shiv nechosim if the loiva gives a shtar. that the ma'amil ba'apet is no shim l'chosim, no b'bishtar there is shim l'chosim. So if the loyve gives a shtar to the malve, the din the Gemara has in the first perek in Bava Metzia, machlokes hatanaim, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where the achrayis tosefer, achrayis lav tosefer. What if it doesn't say in the shtar? Just says in the shtar, Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon, and it doesn't say, v'kol nechosam mishibotim l'chayvzeh. It doesn't say that he's agreeing to accept the Shimon l'chosam. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. So we paskin, achrayis is a tosefer. The fact that the shtar halvah doesn't, fails to mention kol nechosam mishibotim l'chayvzeh, that was a scribal error. The sofer made a mistake, and it's a dead giveaway, it's obvious. And whatever is obvious is considered kila nichta vishtar. Let's say you have a shtar, and you have a fancy ksuba, calligraphy, fancy shmancy ksuba, and it says vishnas chamesh salafim v'shivim v'sheva. And it doesn't say chamesh salafim, mishpa meos. It's missing 700 years. Or it says vishnas shva meos shivim v'sheva. It doesn't say chamesh salafim. What do you mean? The shtar was written 5,000 years ago. It's obvious that it's... So the Gemara says in the first parak in Avodah Zarah, whenever there's a word missing in the shtar, and it's obvious what it's driving at. So let's consider kilei nichtav damar. Whatever is obvious, the Gemara says it's negated to the date. If the 1,000 is missing, or the hundreds are missing, so then it's obvious that it's a mistake, and it's a good shtar. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Is it so obvious when the loyve gives the shtar halvah to the malve and he says, this is to ascertain that the loyve borrowed $100,000 from the malve, period. And it has a date. And it doesn't say, kol nechosam mishibotim l'chobzeh. The ikir is missing. It doesn't say. So that's a machlokes in Bava Metzia in the first pair. Machlokes are man the rabbanu. And we pass on the achrayis to a sefer. Even if it doesn't say, it's self-understood. There will be a shibin l'chosam. Achrayis de ekni, usually when you get married, so in the ksuba it says, I'm mishabed the chasim dikanoi, all the karka that I have, uda oseran ola mikne. The karka that I will buy in the future should also be mishabed to this debt. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, shibu de ekni, that you mishabed the karka, the dovah shalob boli yoylam, that's a whole sugi in the Gemara and in Bava Basu. Can you be mishabed karka? You usually can't make a kinyan on a dovah shalob boli yoylam. So can you be mishabed the karka that you didn't buy yet? So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that yes, that there is such a thing as shibud diakna. We do it all the time, every ksuba. That's what it says. Dikanoi u'daaser anolam mikna. Mishabed the karka that I have already, and the karka that I will buy in the future. So that says in Chashmish, but shibud diakna, you don't say it's to a seifa. If it just says Reuven borrowed $100,000 from Shimon, it doesn't say anything about shibud nechasim. The nechasim that the loyda had at the time of the halvua are mishubed. The nechasim that the loyda has at the time of the writing of the shtar, that's mishubit. But the nechasim is going to buy in the future will not be mishubit automatically unless he wrote it explicitly in the shtar. So that's what the... So usually when you have a shtar, so the shiba nechasim, we pass on the shiba nechasim, even if it's not written in the shtar, we say, achrayis to sofer, even though it doesn't say, unless it says beferish, the loyda borrowed $100,000 and there should be no shiba nechasim. If it says no is no, so then there's no shib nechasim. But if it doesn't say beferish, there should be no shib nechasim. We assume that the failure to mention the shib nechasim was a scribal error, it's a Torah sefer, and there is going to be shib nechasim anyway, on whatever karka he has, not on the ekni. The ekni is not Torah sefer, but whatever he has. So there's a shibud shave on all of the nechasim of the loyve. But what if the loyve singles out, he says, if I don't pay you back, I have the right to hold on to the halvor for 2.5 years. And when it comes, whatever, Rosh Hashanah, and another 2.5 years, if I don't pay back by Rosh Hashanah, you have a right to take away the house that I own in Rehovot. And I singled out a specific house, because that's worth $100,000. So then, when it comes to Zman HaPiroin, and I don't pay, so I can't say, I don't have any money to pay, so I can't say, I'm going to give you a farm in Arizona, I'm going to give you a real estate in Canada, or in Manchuria or something. No, since I singled out a specific karka, even if the karka that I singled out is Yiddis, the Baal Chov is only mechuyif to give Beninis, not mechuyif to give Yiddis. Iksubasisha, you only get Ziburis. That's how the Mishnah, you only get Ziburis. But by us, everyone that gets married, the standard text that Iksubas says, the husband is mishabed himself, he accepts upon himself The payment called Shvar Arag Nichsen Vikinyon and this lit Chos Kol Shmaya. Shvar Shapira. Good. He's Meshabin himself to give Meitav. That's called a Shtar Shekosabo Idis. Let's say a Shtar Halvoa. And the Leiva writes, I'm Meshabin myself to pay $100,000 from Idis. Even though the din says he doesn't have to give it, but if he accepts upon himself to pay for it, he's not paying more than $100,000. Just a question: $100,000 from midas or from maidenness or from ziburis. So ksubasisha mikaradin is ziburis, and a halva mikaradin is beinenness. But if he wrote, if the loiva or the baal when he gets married, they write because shvar arag nichsim ikinyanin isli tchos kol shmar. If he writes shtar shekosba idis is idis. That's what he was Meshabin himself. So if the loive borrowed money and he singles out a particular karka, even if that karka is meitav, if the karka is worth more than the halvoa, then it's ribis, then it's not permissible. The karka is not worth more than the halvoa. Karka is worth the same as the halvoa, a little less, and he's going to pay a little bit from his pocket to make up the rest. So that's the din. That's called an apoitiki. So whenever you singled out a particular karka, even if you sold it, the din doesn't apply. So that was all kasha that Tosis had over here. Not only is it not fair that he's a wise guy, that he's paying from the nechosim b'nei chayrin, he's paying for the pigyon ben of his son first. And now you have a right to collect from the Chosim Shibadim for his own Pigyon HaBen. So Rashi and Taisa has the kasha, it's not fair. And Taisa said that even with the Eved, you shouldn't be able to collect from the Chosim Shibadim because in Achdei Lachamachim they give us a menace. So Taisa says no. And Taisa answers no. It must be talking Hacham Askinon that what? Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Reuven. Hacham Askinon, when Yaakov was born, when Yaakov was a little baby, only 31 days old, so the father made an apotik imafurish to pay the pidyon aben money from a specific karka. And he never took care of it. Now the son is already bar mitzvah a long time ago, and he's already married, and he already has a baby, and he had a bris, and he's holding by pidyon aben on Reuven already. So, and now he finds out, Yaakov finds out, his father never took care of his own pidyon aben. He has to do his own pidyon aben and son's pidyon aben. So, since the father designated a specific karka as an apoitiki for the purpose of fulfilling the mitzvah of pidyon aben on Yaakov, so you can't apply the rule. So it's not that he's a wise guy; he's being mishana to say that if you do it in the other order, it's also going to be the same. In the Gemara, it sounds like first let him be a wise guy. Let him pay from the Bnei Chayrin for the Pidyon HaBen of Reuven. And now we got no Bnei Chayrin, so now you have to go to Mushabadim to collect for his own Pidyon HaBen. No! Even if you first collect from my Pidyon HaBen, even if there's 10 sloy, 5 sloy Mushabadim, 5 sloy Bnei Chayrin, you can do my Pidyon HaBen, Yaakov's Pidyon HaBen first from the Mushabadim. I ain't a friend. No, Yitzchak made an apoytiki. So since he made an apoytiki, so the Kohanim can collect from the apoytiki, even if you're going to take care of Yaakov's Pidyon HaBen first. You don't have to do, the Gemara is a little misleading. The Gemara says, first let him do the Pidyon HaBen on the son for the Mechamer. It's Lav Davke. He can do the Pidyon HaBen on his own Pidyon HaBen first from the Mishabodim. I ain't a friend Mechamer Mishabodim. No, but he made an apoytiki over here. So what's the Machleke Satanoim? So what's the machlokes hatanan? The question is, how do you make an apoytiki? So let's say if it made a halvoa. So if it's just a milval peh, then there's no, the Mishnah says the end of Baba Vasa, there's no shimon chos. It has to be a milval bishtar. So when you make a milval bishtar, so there's going to be a shimon chos and all the nechos. If you make a milval bishtar and you write, I want a particular karka to serve as an apoytiki, so the same shtar that makes a shib nechosim that could normally make a shib nechosim and everything makes a shib nechosim on the apoytiki as well. Here, there was no shtar. Nobody wrote any shtar. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. So if you're milva haksuv b'tor kiksuv b'shtar damyo, the Torah imposes a chiyah pidyon haben on Yitzchak that he should do a pidyon haben on his son Yaakov, and you don't need a shtar. Because milvaks about Torah kiksuv b'shtar damyo, Torah, whatever the Torah imposes, the Torah imposes to the maximum. So the Torah imposes Sheba Nechasim. You don't need any kin, you don't need a shtar. So the Yitzchak just designates Baal Peh. The Torah imposed on the Yom Laman Aleph, when my baby Yaakov needs Pinyin HaBen, he didn't do it yet. Torah imposed the Sheba Nechasim. So he says, and I want the house in Rehovot, whatever. He singles out a specific karka. That should be the apoytiki for the Pinyin HaBen.
He has to do a specific?
He specifies a specific karka.
It says,
then it's not an apoytiki.
Apoytiki
means I specify which karka.
Ksuv
b'shtar means shib nechasim on all of his nechasim. But then if he's going to sell some of them, so you can only collect from the b'nei chorin, you can't collect from the mishabot, ein efrayim mechasim mishabotim. But if you make an apoytiki, then that klal, ein efrayim mechasim mishabotim, doesn't apply. So how do you make an apoytiki? So if it's a halvoa that I make, so you need a shtar, so you write in the shtar. If it's milvak silva batera, so if you had milvak silva batera, lavkik silva bishtar damya, there's no shib nechasim. So the only way the father can make a shib, Yitzchak, can make a shib nechasim, if I write a shtar. He'll write a shtar and he'll say, I obligate myself to see to it that Pinyin HaBen takes place, and I'm making an apoytiki this particular karka. But you're talking, he didn't write any shtar. Didn't write any shtar. So if you hold kiksuvu b'shtar damya, so you don't need any shtar. So the father just says, Baal Peh, I designate this karka, so it becomes an apoytiki.
There's no call. There's nothing.
That's a good question. The Gemara says that part of the reason why there's only Shiba Nechosim on Mulva Bishtar, not Mulva Peh, because Mulva Bishtar is Leikola, so there won't be Pseida the Lukuchas, Mulva Peh is Leis Leikola, so there will be Pseida the Lukuchas. So you're asking Akasha, how can anybody say Mulva Ksabatar Kiksuva Bishtar Dam is going to be Leis Leikola? I don't know. It's a good question. Mistama the Rishonim must talk about it. It's a good question. Mistama the Rishonim talk about it. I don't remember that. The Gemara talks about it, but it's a good question. So that's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. Wow. What does he say? But Lakach Pirishvi, the Mark Gondika Hamish Mishibadim be Yitzchak, father of Yaakov, Shason Apoti Lakaim Bavu Yaakov Beno, when his baby was born, Yaakov. Achakach Mechora, Yitzchak sold the Bishuv Godel Yankov. Yankov gets a little older, he's already bar mitzvah, he already had a chasana, and he already had a bris, and I was holding my making Pidyon HaBen by his son Reuven. Shuv Godel Yankov, Oyelo Ben, Reuven, Vaman Hu Ben Oliptos, and he finds out his father Yitzchak never did the Pidyon HaBen on him. Ben Lahem Elochamish Lamy Ben Echorin. So Yankov, what do you mean, the Ein Lohem? What's Lohem? It means Ein Lo. Yaakov, well, not Ein Lohem. Yaakov only has 5 slime to his name in his bank account. Elech Hey Slime Ben Echorin. Rabbi Yudis of our.
He's a father.
Yaakov only has.
Same, but with the father, they only have land from the
Pashim
and three and
his line. Okay, so Rabbi Yudis about Torah, Kiksuv, Bishtar Damya, Vahoyalo Apoitikois, Bishtar Lakoyim, Koidem, and Yitzchak made an Apoitiki Bishtar, Vahoyalo Apoitikois, Bishtar Lakoyim. What do you mean? If he wrote a Shtar, so the Shtar makes a Apoitiki, so everyone should agree. What does it have to do milvak about her kiksu the bishtar? If you gave a shtar, it's megumgum. No, va'ila patikos not bishtar. Va'ila patikos l'kain karim lahem l'kach goyvim ha'af b'sheish b'nei chorin l'yankov. Tisha mitzvah sa'an nichsei aviv yoysem ha'an nichsei atzman d'choyf ha'ab ha'an nichsei ha'av v'le ha'an nichsei ha'im. No, because the father Yitzchak made an apoytiki for the pinyan ha'ben of his son. And Tosfos holds that the apoytiki is still b'mkoy ma'oymed even though the son is already married. The son is ready by mitzvah. One could have argued the point and said, according to those Achronim who say that after the son is by mitzvah, he has to take care of his own Pinyin HaBen. So the father's out of the picture. Father can't do it. The father's a stranger. He's an outsider, like a bezin. So if the father's like bezin, the chiyuv on the father vanishes into thin air, so the apoytiki should also vanish into thin air. The apoytiki is only if there's a chiyuv on the father. So it's an apoytiki to pay the chiyuv that the father has. So Tosis, I think, clearly is assuming that even after Bar Mitzvah, and the child Yaakov becomes b'chiv to take care of his own Pinyin HaBen, Yitzchak is still mechayev to take care of the pig and oven. Even after the son grows up, he's already married, he has his own child. So, I don't know, I think the Loshen HaTaisis is Megum. If he gave a shtar, says, and everybody agrees. It's, what's the machlokes by the kicks of the bishtar? He gave a shtar. Means not bishtar. Not a shtar.
It's like a shtar.
So if you hold that, so, and the Tanakhama holds, no, milbaks and batar, lav kicks of the bishtar dam, you know? So if you'll write a shtar, if Yitzchak will write a shtar, he'll make an apoitiki, okay? But he didn't write a shtar. So you're going to say, no, but the Torah imposed the chib, the Torah didn't impose shib in the chosm. The Torah didn't impose shib in the chosm, so you can't make an apotika just bedvar. You have to have a kinyan. And what if you do a halvoah? So it has to be a mobile bishtar. Mobile pair, there is no shib in the chosm. So what creates the shib in the chosm? When you have a mobile bishtar. I mean, the shtar, just like karka is nicknames bishtar, so the shib nechosam and the karka is also. Shib nechosam is a kinyan lachatzoin. So the shib nechosam is also a nickname bishtar, just like shtar can be kind of karka legamre, karka is nickname because of shtar bachazoka. So shib nechosam and karka is also nickname bishtar. So that's really a big machloikis in the Rishonim. There's a taisus, the beginning of Gittin, has two opinions about this. A big machloikis in Rishonim. When you have a milva bishtar, is it that the shtar is a shtar kinyan or the shtar is a shtar raya? Shtar is a shtar kinyan, just like it can be kind of karka bishtar. Shtar kiddushin is a shtar kinyan. A get is a shtar kinyan. So if you want to be kind of karka bishtar, that's a shtar kinyan. So if you want to create shimon chosim, also the shtar serves as a shtar kinyan. Because shimon chosim is a kinyan lachatzoin, that's the loshon haridvon, daf yud gimel, and yeshiva sounds like that. Shib nechosim is a kinyan lachatzoin. That's the pshat. Oh no, maybe it's just a shtar raya. The loive gives a shtar raya to the malva that he owes him the money, and the halvoa creates the shib nechosim. So that's a major machlokes. 2 days in Tosfos. My nafkamina, lot of nafkamina. My nafkamina. There's a machlokes hatanoim. How does the shtar kinyan work? What do you say? Edi chasima karsi or edi mesira karsi? So Rameyer, Machlokes Rameyer Ablozim. Rameyer is of the opinion, Eri Chasima Karsi. When I give the girl a raya, if she agrees to marry, we both agree to get married. So I give her a raya that we are married. I give her a shtar raya that we are married. So that creates the situation that makes it that she's married. I'm married to my wife, and I give her a shtar raya with Eri Chasim on the bottom. That's a shtar raya. I give her a shtar raya that we are divorced. That creates the gerushin. I want to give you a maton, I want to sell you karkas, I give you a shtar raya, that the house belongs to you, so the house now belongs to you, because I gave you a raya that it's yours, so that causes it to happen. If I agree, you agree, we all agree to the price, everything. So by my giving you a raya that it's so, that causes the kinyan to take effect. So that's Reb Meir's opinion, that every shtar kinyan affects a kinyan by virtue of the fact that I was matvis araya in your hand. I gave you a raya that we're married, so that makes the kedushin. Gave you a raya with divorce, that makes it. And we don't pass like Rab Meir. We pass like Rab Loza. Eidem misira karsi. Shtar kinyan luchud and shtar raya luchud. They're totally unrelated. They have nothing to do with each other. According to Rab Meir, every shtar kinyan has to only functions by virtue of the fact that I gave you a shtar raya, so that accomplished the kinyan. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin Eidim Misira Karsi. If I say Bal Peh Hari Amukudesh Isli, that doesn't help. If I say Karka Sodi Kinui Aloch, the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph Alach Aleph, Eina Mekech Nikta Midvarm. I just make an oral declaration that doesn't accomplish a kinyan. But if I write it down on a piece of paper, no Eidi Chasima, no Raya, and I give you the piece of paper and I say Hari Amukudesh Isli, so the piece of paper makes it stronger das. Piece of paper doesn't serve as a raya in anything. Piece of paper doesn't prove anything. There's no Eidei Chasima on the bottom, so there's no raya. It elevates the level of das, and then I say the kinyan is accomplished with das alone, similar to chalipin. So that's a fundamental machlokes hatanaim, with Eidei Chasima karsi, Eidei Misira karsi. We had it earlier in the pair. So Tosfos has 2 days in the beginning of Gittin. Tosfos shows that it depends on two girsas in the end of Vav Basra, whether the word is spelled with a Vav or a Yud. In the Kisva Yad, sometimes hard to tell the difference between a Vav and a Yud. So Tosfos says, Tosfos has two girsas in the Gemara, whether it's a Vav or Yud, the end of Vav Basra, and the Nafkamina is this Shaila. How does Milva Bishtar accomplish Shiva Nechasim? Is it because it's a shtar kinyan? So then you would say, Edom is irikarsi. Edom is irikarsi would work. Or do you say, no, the halvoah creates. Just like if you would have held shibura deraisa, you don't even need a shtar. Shibura deraisa, even in milbal peh, there should be shibura deraisa. So what makes the shibna chasim, the halvoah? So even if you hold that you need a shtar, there is no shim nechas, we need a shtar. It's not that the shtar is the kinyan. No, the shtar makes it that is islay kolo, that is no longer pseida de lekuchas. And memela, because islay kolo, because he has a shtar, right? And memela, I say that the halvoah creates the shim nechas. So here, the pashtus in the Tosfos is like this. When a loive makes a shim nechas with a milva bishtar, so the shtar is a shtar kinyan. So he can use the shtar kinyan to single out an apoiteki. The same shtar, that's a shtar kinyan to be koinishim nechasim, on all the nechasim, if he chooses to, he can single out a specific field and make that an apoiteki. If the din would have been that milak sabater kiksula bishtar dam, so then you would, if it's a pigyan aben situation, not a halva, halva is a mil b'shein kiksula bater. That's a hischaivis midas. But if you have pigyan aben, that's milak sabater. So then you don't need the kinyan of the shtar. So what makes the shibin lechosim? Just the Torah imposed the chiyuv pidyon ben. So that itself makes the shibin lechosim. So the Torah makes the shibin lechosim without any need for any new kinyan. So you can, the Yitzchak can designate an apoiteki without any need for any shtar. You don't need a shtar. But if you hold milvak sabat Torah lavkik suva bishtar damya, so then the Torah never imposed any shibin lechosim. So if Yitzchak wants to make an apoiteki, then he has to write a shtar. The lashon of the Tosfos is megum. We have to check how does it say in the Tosfos Arosh. Probably says it correctly there. The way it says in Tosfos here, it's not correct. Tosfos says because he made the apotike bishtar. Oyla apotikos bishtar v'koin kaidim lochem. So what's the machloikus? Everybody agrees.
Tosfos Arosh doesn't even say it's an apotike. He just says that it's mishubadi, and then it works because the father has a chiyuv to do his son's chov. So long as the Yitzchak had Meshubadim, so he's only chayav to pay Yaakov, and Yaakov's really only chayav to pay Reuven. And that would be enough.
But Yaakov is bar mitzvah already. Obviously his wife had a baby, so obviously he's a bar mitzvah boy. He's more than bar mitzvah, he's over 20, he's
right,
married.
He says,
so Yaakov has a chiv to do his own pidyon aben. So why don't you say, Einu try menachosim shabodim, mokim shesh menachar?
Our Tosfos says the same line at the end, that because mitzvah dipno alav.
Yeah, but one of the kashas they said was Ein Ephraim Mechosim Meshubadim Malkim Sheish B'nei Chayrin. You can't collect from the Meshubadim. So that's what they said. You can't collect because whenever there's an apoytiki, that rule doesn't apply. You have to say apoytiki. That's the whole punchline over here. The whole punchline, the whole vort is an apoytiki. So the rule of Ein Ephraim Mechosim Meshubadim doesn't apply. So Tosfos is saying it's Lav Davke, what it says in the Gemara. He's going to be a wise guy. He's going to use the five B'nei Chayrin for the Pidyon HaBen of Reuven, for the new baby. And then you're going to go collect from them, even if you do it in the opposite direction. Even if you're going to do Pidyon HaBen of Yaakov first, you go to the Lukuchas, you know. No, it doesn't apply over here. It doesn't matter which one you do first. We're not pulling a fast one. It's not a Noinua the Lukuchas. He's not a wise guy. He's pulling a fast shtick over here. He made an apoitiki. So if you hold Milbak Sivavatar Ksulu Bishtar Damya, then you don't need a shtar. The Milbak Sivavatar itself, the Chi of Atara, makes Shiv Nechosim. So the father just says, I want to designate apoitiki shot. Happens by itself. But if you're milvak sabater lav kiksuva bishtar damya, and the father Yitzchok never made a shtar, so there's no shibud, so there's no shibudim, and there's no apoitiki, so the apoitiki doesn't get off the ground. That's the whole vort of the Ri. Let's talk about apoitiki. It's quite a fantastic interpretation of the Gemara. It's a very original, that's for sure. What?
It doesn't say anything about apoitiki in the Gemara. It doesn't say it, you know.
How did the last five lines of the Tosfos read? How did
they
read the last
Lachen goy v'mehem, afal pi sheyesh b'necharim liyankif. Why? Ein efraim l'chashmar doesn't apply whenever there's an apotika. The fee, I want to say that Yitzchak is out of the picture. Yitzchak made an apotika, but Yankif is already a bar mitzvah bochi. He's already married. He has his own baby. No, the father is not out of the picture. The fish and mitzvasa al nichse aviv yosem al nichse atzmam. The chiv and the father were still there all along. They're not backing out. They're not backing out and saying like Rashi said, mitzvahs ben olav yosem and mitzvasa. No, they're not backing out from what they said, because the Yitzchak is still in the picture. If you would say like those achrayim, once the child is by mitzvah, then the father's out of the picture. So the apotika should be out of the picture. There is no apotika if there's nothing to pay. If the father's out of the picture, so the apotika that Yitzchak made is irrelevant.
Could that be one of those
questions, whether or not the father's still in the picture? No, Tosis is assuming Poshup Shanting Mar, that the Yitzchak is still in the picture, the father days. Tisha mitzvah sa nichzah, the yoyse ma nichzah atzmo. Because the father made the apotika. A nichzah atzmo is just plain sheep and nechosim. But he made, the father made an apotika, It's mitzvah sa nichseya because he made an apotiki, not because in Hilchas Pidyin Haben. Hilchas apotiki, it's mitzvah sa nichseya viv yosem an nichsem because of the apotiki, not because of the nature of Pidyin Haben. Tchob am nichseya v'loy am nichseya v'ein. V'ein echodem v'lo mehinach, and the lekuchas ken atayna enach lach machm, the givisem enu, because there was an apotiki. That's the whole punchline, that's the whole vort of the Ribalatasis. Wow, what a fantastic pshat. Yeah. Then the Gemara has what? A new shaila. How do we paskin? No. No baksamta lav kiksu v'bishtadam. We paskin lav kiksu v'bishtadam. Yeah, let's see. Tanaban. Lifta says, b'novel alas l'regal. He only has enough money to do either one mitzvah or the other. So he either does pidyon haben or he does aliyah l'regal. Rabbi Yonayma oyla l'regal v'chakha p'ydiz b'nov why? Shizu mitzvah iveris, shizu mitzvah shein iveris. Aliyah l'regel, if he's not going to take care of it by Pesach, he's going to miss the mitzvah. Pidyon Haben's not going to run away. He has a whole lifetime to do the pidyon. You shouldn't wait forever. The Gemara has a whole sugi, Hashin Hashem Ayomus, L'zman Merubah, Hashin Hashem Ayomus. L'zman Merubah, Loi Hashin Hashem Ayomus. From today to tomorrow, you're not afraid, Shem, the guy's healthy. You're not afraid he's going to get a heart attack, he's going to drop dead all of a sudden. But L'zman Merubah, Hashin Hashem Ayomus. How much is L'zman Merubah? That's a question. Maramshik has a tshuva. The first tshuva in Chelek Eben Ezra. Maramshik, he proves Zman Merubah is 30 days. He has a shaila. A boy is learning in a yeshiva. And they suggested a shidduch to him. And it's a good shidduch. And he's already old enough, he really should get married. He's already over 20. But he feels he's very promising. And if he'll learn another couple of years in the yeshiva, become a very big Talmud Chacham and get himself even a better shidduch. So is he permitted to postpone getting married in order to get a better shidduch or not? So he discusses the din of Hashin Hashem Yomus. Whenever there's a mitzvah to do, you can do it today. You can do it another 3 years. So he says, the Gemara has, there's a chashash, a gzeir med rabban, Hashin Hashem Yomus, l'zman merubah. Then he proves it's the whole sugya in the first sugya in Yuma. First Mishnah Yuma, Meman and Kain Achet Tachtam. In case the Kain Gadol dies, so you appoint another Kain Gadol. Do you set up another wife for the Kain Gadol? In case, so the Mishnah says, Mekain Ein Gadol Sof. So you should set up 100 Kohanim Gedolim in case the second one dies, in case the third one, in case the second wife dies, in case the third wife dies. So how far do you go with this? So that's his. That's the first Shuv in Chelek Eben Ezra. Whether you're allowed to postpone, he says, not supposed to postpone. When people get married, they shouldn't postpone having children either. That's the Maramshik, Hashin Hashem Ayomus. Should have children right away. It's not right. Birth control is not right. Unless someone is sick, unless the wife has son. Remember, there was a boy in the Shiva, he married a girl, and she had a medical problem. So she wasn't allowed to become pregnant for a few years. And now I saw him in Eretz Yisrael, he has a whole family full of grandchildren. He has children, grandchildren, he has a whole clan. Yeah, but the first couple of years, she wasn't allowed to become pregnant. Okay. Okay.
What about the first 30 days? Could one use birth control up until 30 days?
It's mamuot, yeah? Okay. It's mamuot.
So why use birth control? He doesn't learn another 30 days.
Okay.
Why use birth control for their job purposes? They don't want to start a family, they want to establish their job. Is that allowed?
That's a serious question. They want to practice birth control till they finish graduate school.
Is that allowed?
So that's the question. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says Birkav is Mishman Esrei L'chupim. Here the Gemara talks about 20. The Gemara says that on the bottom of Chav Tes Amid Beis, that when they realize that the fellow is ready, 20 years old, is not married, so he said, the Rabbanu Shalom waits. Where's the Gemara? Three lines from the bottom. Ad chav shana yesh ha-kadosh baruch ha-metzapa lo-adam ma-sa yisi isha. Kimin shigia chav lo-ay na-sa isha. The Rabbanu Shalom gets angry. Tipach ha-tzmais. It's not right. So the Rishonim ask, here it says 20, and then the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says 18. So some say, no, ben shman esrei l'chupim, that's when you have to start to work on a shidduch. Try to get married at the beginning of the 18th year. It means when you're 17 years old. And we give him a couple of years till he reaches the age of 20. And if he didn't get a shidduch till the age of 20, then Rabbi Shalom is angry, tipach ha-tzmaisof. That's how the Rishonim say. It's not a machlokes. The Rashash in Ksubis has a harifas. He suggests, based on, there's a Gemara in Chulin that has a machlokes hatanoim. How long does it take to develop a derech and learning? How many years does it take? 3 years or 5 years? Machlokes hatanoim. What's the machlokes hatanoim? The pasuk says by the Levim, what age the Levim come to the base on the Mishkan to do avodas halevim? So there's a stira. Rashi and Chumash quotes the Gemara. There's a stira. One pasuk says 25. One pasuk says 30. So which is it? So the Gemara says 25 they come to be apprentice, to be an apprentice, and it takes 5 years till they learn the malacha, and then at the age of 30 they can start doing avodas halevim. And then there's a pasuk in Daniel. Where's the other pasuk in Daniel that says that the Jews were very brilliant? So when they went into Golus Babel, the Jews worked their way up in the government, and they were running everything. They were running the whole government, in, like in America, the Jews were running the whole government in Babel. But they had to have a 3-year program to learn political science, politik. So it took 3 years. So the Gemara says, how come over here it takes 5 years and over here it takes 3 years? The Gemara says, Avodas Halevim is more complicated. Music, I guess the Levim did music. So the music is more complicated. Music takes 5 years, and politik takes 3 years. The Gemara wants to know which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Is it basically all graduate study should really take 3 years? But music, Avodas Halevim, is more complicated. That takes 5 years. Or basically all graduate programs should take 5 years, and politik is easier. That takes 3 years. There used to be a person lived here in the neighborhood. He used to work in Torah Vadas years ago, when Torah Vadas had a lot of politics going on. And then he got a degree and he started teaching political science in the city university. So he said, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you worked in Torah Vadas for a couple of years, you learned all the politics, and now you can go teach politics in the city university. Professor Levy, he used to always joke about that. He's always going to learn politics from the Torah Vadas. He was there when there was hot politics, the big machlekes in the Torah Vadas. So the Gemara has this machlekes hatanaim, which is the rule, which is the exception to the rule. That's a machlekes. How many years does it take to really develop in learning? Let's say a guy's learning in a kailong 3 years and he's not doing well. So we should tell him, should we tell him, go get a job. Go work in a post office. Go get a job somewhere else. Go to graduate school. You're not being matzliach. You're already here 3 years. That's it. Or do you say, no, sometimes it takes 5 years. So that's a machlokes hatanaim. If he's in a roi, same bracha, the first 3 years, should we tell him that's it? So you're wasting your time. Go to a different field. Or no, sometimes it takes 5 years to really develop. So that's what the Rashash suggests. Maybe it's really a machlokes hatanaim here. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says you got to get married at 18. The Gemara over here says you got to get married at 20. The Gemara said before an expression, Rabbi Yechanan said, Rechai mitzavar v'yasek baterim. If he has to make a parnasa to earn money in order to support his wife, they were discussing, does it make sense, you should get married first, or you should learn Torah first? Rabbi Yechanan said, you should learn Torah first. If he's going to get married, then he has to support his wife. If he's going to support his wife, how's he going to be able to learn? So the Mishnah says, so you should learn Torah first before you get married. So the Mishnah says, ben chamish l'mikra, ben esa l'mishnah, ben chamesh esrei l'talmud. So how many years does he have to learn Talmud in order to develop a derech and learning that he should know how to learn? So the Tanu who says 3 years is enough to develop a derech and learning, so you should get married at 18. Everything fits in. place. But if you hold it takes 5 years to develop a derech and learning, so then you don't have to get married till the age of 20. So let's say today that the boys don't begin to learn until they really go to Eretz Yisrael. So they got 5 years after they come back from Eretz Yisrael. They don't even begin to learn even after they come back from Eretz Yisrael. It takes a long time, so it takes longer. That's the Rosh Hashanah has like that. He suggests maybe it really is a machlekes hatanaim. Depends on that machlekes hatanaim in chulin. How long does it take to develop a derech alima? Yeah. So nachamon. No one. That didn't occur to anybody. Yeah. Let's see. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim. He only has enough money to do either pidyon haben or aliyah leregel. So Rabbi Yehuda says oilo leregel v'chakach poydes mano. First, take care of Aliyah Leregel. That's a Shizu Mitzvah Averis, a Mitzvah Shein Averis. You take care of the Mitzvah Averis. The other Mitzvah is not going to run away. It says it's in Brochus also. What does it say in Brochus? The same argument. It says it's Rosh Chodesh in the afternoon, and the fellow didn't have Musab and he didn't have Mincha. So Reb Yehuda's opinion is that you don't have all day long to daven Musab. You can only daven Musab till Sheva Shois, till an hour after Chatzos. Chatzos is Sheish. So you have 1 hour, let's say, Chatzos, approximately 1 o'clock now. You can only daven Musav till 2 o'clock. If you miss 2 o'clock, you lost the chance to daven Musav. So and he didn't daven Mincha either. So if he wants to daven Mincha at the minyan later, there's a 2:30 minyan for Mincha. He doesn't want to daven Mincha now. So it's not Hoyle of Fanim Shtei Tfilis. He wants to daven Mincha later, so let him daven Musav now. But the Shaila is, there are no minyanim. The guy's on the desert, but there are no minyanim at all. And he didn't daven Musav, he didn't daven Mincha. So which one should he daven first? It's already after 1:30, so he can daven Mincha, he can daven Musav. There's enough. He doesn't daven so long. From 1:30 to 2, 15 minutes for Mincha is more than enough. 15 minutes for Musav is more than enough. So which one should he daven first? Reb Yehuda Lishitosei, who holds that Musav is a mitzvah oiveres, mano oiveres. You have to finish davening Musav by 2 o'clock. 1 hour after Chatzos, so you have to daven Musa first, and then you daven Mincha. And the Chachamim disagree. The Shitasim, we pass Tefillah Samasof and Kol Hayom. You can daven Musa for all day long, so they're both the same mitzvah Iveris. If you're not going to daven Mincha by the Shkia, you missed it. If you're not going to daven Musa by the Shkia, you missed it. So we should say Torah B'Sheinu Torah. Torah could. We should daven Mincha first, and then daven Musa afterwards. Yeah, why should you? That's what the Chazanish comments on that Gemara and Brochus. Where is it? Brochus, where? Chav Zayin. Chazanish says, why should he daven? There used to be a fellow who used to come to the Aguda every Shabbos. He used to come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. And then we would daven Musav, he would daven Musav. And every week he would ask, should I daven Shachris? After that, every week. So they showed him, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mechabe and Ramah. They both say, Lechatchil is supposed to daven Shachris before Musav. But if you daven Musav before Shachris, you Yotzei, and you daven Shachris afterwards and Yotz. Because the Tomas Shal Shachar is supposed to come before the Musafim. So the same thing, there's Esei the Hashlama, Alei Hashlam Kala Karbonis Kum. You're not supposed to bring any Karbonis after the Tomas Shal Bein Abayim. So why did the Chachamim disagree with Reb Yehuda Lishitosam? They hold that they're both Overis the same Zman. Musaf is Kala Yom and Mincha is Kala Yom. So they're equal. So the klal of zu mitzvah averis, zu mitzvah shein averis doesn't apply. So therefore we apply the other rule, Torah b'shein Torah, Torah kad, we should daven mincha before. Fakir, why did daven mincha before Musa? We should daven Musa before mincha. Esei da hashlama, just like you're not supposed to, l'chatchil, you're not supposed to daven Musa before Shachris. You're supposed to daven Shachris first, because you shouldn't really bring any karbonis before the Tomas Shal Shachar. So too you shouldn't bring any karbonis after the Tomas Shal Bein Arbaim. So shouldn't the Gemara say, someone should have said, you should daven Musa first, and Mincha after because of it, Esed Dashlama. So the Chazanish has a Chiddush. He doesn't prove it. He says, from this Gemara you see that even if it would be in the Beis HaMikdosh, we would do it like that. If it would be late in the afternoon, and you got plenty of time till the Shkia. It's late in the afternoon. When did they usually bring the Tomas Shel Bein Arbaim? Usually they brought it, I forgot already, the Mishnah and Mishnah Psochin, yeah, Tom and Nishka, I forgot already. I think in the middle of the afternoon, no? Middle of the afternoon. So the Chazanish claims that if it would be in the Beis HaMikdash, late in the afternoon, Arash Chodesh, and they didn't bring the Musafim, and they didn't bring the Tom Shel Bein Abayim, they would also bring the Tom Shel Bein Abayim first. Even though there's an essay, Dashlama, but Torah Shein Torah, Torah Kodim takes precedence. A big Chiddush. Anyway, so that's the same Rabbi Yehuda.
Isn't
That's a shaila like this. The fella comes in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, character, he moved out of the neighborhood finally. After 40 years, he moved out of the neighborhood. Yeah. He was here 10 years before me. After 50 years, he moved out of the neighborhood. So the shaila is like this. He comes in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and then everybody's davening Musaf, so should we tell him, you daven Shachris while we're davening Musaf? It'll be Tfilah B'tzibur for you. You daven Shachris and we'll daven Musaf. And then you should daven Musaf later. Or should you say, no, it's not Tfilah B'tzibur. If he's davening Shachris, we're davening Musaf, that's not Tfilah B'tzibur. So that was a deal. That's why Yitzchak Kohanan has a tshuva about that. That's what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to do like that, I think, in when he was a Rav in Europe. The early minyan on Shabbos used to daven up is too early. Maybe the Sechma, I don't know exactly what he meant. Maybe it's too early for him. So he didn't go to the early minyan. The late minyan missed his Zman Kriyashma. So he used to come and start davening Shachris. And when the Tzibur got to Shmona Esrei at Musaf, he davened Tefillah B'Lachash of Shachris at the same time. And then he would listen to the Kriyas HaTorah of the second minyan. He wanted to say Kriyas Shema Bizmano. And the second minyan was going to miss this man Kriyas Shema. He didn't want to say Kriyas Shema before. He wanted to say Kriyas Shema B'chaseo in the correct Zman. So that's what Rav Chaim sent him a letter. He said that is correct. If you're davening Shachris and they're davening Musaf, that's also called Tefillah B'Tzibur. And then when Tzibur got to Tefillah B'Lachash of Shachris in the second minyan, he used to daven Musaf. When the first minyan was davening Musaf, Shmanasi, he was davening Shachris. And when the second minyan was davening Shachris, he was davening Musaf. All in order to have Kriyas Shema B'Zman. And he heard the Kriyas HaTorah by the second minyan. So Rav Chaim held that is called Tefillah B'Tzibur. And Rav Yitzchak Kohanan has a tshuva where it's a diyun. Okay. We'll have to finish tomorrow. Good.
The tshuva was about 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 the tshuva was about